all I can really do is try to find another piece of coax and substitute. I don't even know where my SWR meters and all that have gone.
I'm not sure if you have one or not. I think the one we had didn't work right for some reason. That one we had, we used on high frequency, it didn't work right on high frequency, remember?
It's got two needles, I guess, for SWR and power. It looks like it might have been for CB radios or something. And I had the a smaller one, which I think I don't know, you might have it there. I really don't remember it.
Meters don't work very well
too,
I found that out.
For 11 meters or 10 meters, in theory it should work, well, I guess it doesn't though, it doesn't work well on 2 meters.
Well, if you reconfigure the RF circuit in it.
I'll take apart the feed line later and see if there's another piece of coax that that I can substitute. It might even just be these connections on either side. If it was working well before, it just means something got catted. Little pussycat found something to play with.
Antennas don't mix, and wires don't mix very well.
Cats, you understand how you can use the word cat as a verb. I don't know what happened to this thing, man. It got catted.
Hey, dogs. Dogs have a thing. But how many times have you seen a dog tear my coax up?
Something carried away a 6-foot A-frame ladder. An aluminum A-frame ladder, 6 feet long, and dragged it maybe about 170 to 100 feet down the front lawn. I mean, it must have been a dog, but why, I don't know.
Yeah.
Same dog that ate the fender. I told you that, right, I'm certain. On both sides, both wheel wells in the front, there's little puncture marks right around the wheel wells. And there's also on the front bumper. And on one side, on the passenger side, the plastic bumper actually got chewed up to the point where I had to take a hacksaw and cut away all the plastic. Otherwise, it was rubbing against the tire. You know, it took me a while to do that. So, you know, I'd have to replace the front bumper, but I'm not about to do that.
Makes me jump to get something else.
Electrical problems more than anything else. Just the other day, or a few days before, I had again a disappearing dashboard problem. You know, there's no speedometer, no odometer, no fuel gauge, no nothing but a black dashboard. Again, every single warning light comes on, including the brake warning light, including that nasty high-pitched tone that it makes. And then later, I turn off the ignition, turn it back on again, and those are all off, but the red master alarm is still on. And then later on, that's off. So I don't know what's going on.
Andrew, your signal's horrible. Sometimes you're not real. I'm going to let you get out of there. I'm going to go and do a few things here and see if I can't, I'll catch you later on because it's bad.
2 seconds, there is one other radio.
Feed line, what it is.
Radio, yes, yeah, feed line. Which I'll see if I got some more coax.
You got here before you blow something up.
This radio should actually be working, but the one in the vehicle, but I'll find if there's another piece of coax elsewhere.
Yeah, I'll go back tomorrow if you accidentally
blow nothing up. K82BNG, I'll be clear.
AO4BYU, mobile.
AO4BYU, KB4CBA, name is David.
I didn't copy your call sign. Could you please give it again?
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And name's David. I'm over here in Taylor's.
Good, this is Jim. I'm over here at the Harley Davidson shop at 385 and 85 intersection there. You having a good day, sir?
Yeah, I am. I'm just kicked back watching a movie right now, and can't tell you the name of it because it has a bad word in it. But anyway, but it's a good movie, and I thought about going for a ride, but I may wait until later on this evening when it starts cooling down a little bit.
Gestapo if I get stopped for traveling.
Say that again. I think somebody doubled with you.
In here waiting to go to work. Got to go in the plant here in another 30 minutes and go fix machinery.
So, you said you were at the Harley place. Are you looking at a bike or you already have one?
I'm not allowed to smoke on company property, so I have to sit over here across the street. I've had a lot of motorcycles in my day, and me and the wife sold, she had a Honda VT500, and I had a Honda, gosh, I can't remember the name of it now, it was 1,000cc, and she actually had bought it for me for my birthday, but we sold the bikes about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They wound up collecting a lot of dust in the garage.
Well, they can do that if you don't ride them. Yeah, I used to, I've had V-twins, and I think they were, well, my first bike was a Kawasaki, but I've had about four of them, I think, four or five. The rest of them were Honda, V-twins, Honda Shadow 1100, had a, Shadow Ace was the last one I bought or had, and now I sold it and I bought a Honda Valkyrie. It's a six-cylinder. It's a lot like the Goldwing. It doesn't have all that fairing and stuff on it. It looks more like a cruiser. What are you talking about, moped?
The guy with that cross rocket motor on the back of it.
I'll tell you, it's about 135 horsepower, and it'll it will get up and go, let me tell you. And, but anyway, and there's another gentleman in here. I didn't catch your name. I'd come back with that, and I'd appreciate it.
My name is Jim, J-I-M, and the Honda I had was a Honda Aero. That Honda Ace, didn't it have a Springer front end on it?
Are you talking about suspension?
Told the wife if I buy another motorcycle, it's going to be a recliner on wheels. It's 63 years old. I need something that's very comfortable, so I'll probably buy a Gullwing if I buy another one. I run into a guy in the Waffle House about 6-7 years ago on a gold wing. He bought it down in Florida, rode it all the way to Alaska, was on his way back to Florida, said he was going to trade it in and buy him another one and do it again.
Oh, man. I hit a bunch of them on Facebook Marketplace right now. They got 1,500, 1,800, they got 1,200, 1,100.
Here in Greenville, he moved to York, and but we used to ride all the time. He had a gold wing, and then he bought a Kawasaki, I think it was a 1500. This Valkyrie I have is a 1500, and I'm really enjoying it.
Home one night and told me there was a motorcycle crashed down at the end of the driveway. So I walked down there to try and see if maybe the rider was in the ditch or something. I never could find the rider. So I pushed the motorcycle up in the driveway. About the time a car pulls up, a husband and wife and the son had stole Dad's motorcycle, wrecking it at the end of my driveway.
Lord. Well, I hope you didn't get in the middle of something there.
Dad started pushing the motorcycle up in the yard. I told him, I said, just push it up there and y'all come get it when you get a truck. And he said, well, the boy ain't hurt. I'm going to have him push it up there. He's the one that wrecked it.
Don't blame him. He's out for his toy rod. Well, I guess I'm addicted a little bit of power, because that's definitely the strongest bike I've ever had. That horizontally opposed six cylinder really puts out the power.
In 43 miles this weekend on my motorcycle.
Motorcycle sitting in my driveway for about a year and a half, and a buddy of mine asked me about it, and I said, well, you can try and get a title for it. So we checked with the cops and made sure it wasn't reported stolen, and he put in for a salvage title and took it, fixed it up. I think he gave it to one of his boys.
But they didn't come back for it.
We called the cops. They come down there and took the VIN number and run the VIN number and said, well, it ain't been reported stolen. So my buddy Stewart, he applied for a salvage title on it, and they gave it to him. From what I understand, when you do that, they have to contact the last registered owner to see if they get a reply. And after 3 or 4 months, nobody replies, they go ahead and give you a title for it.
I'm in prison for killing the son.
And, Kevin, I didn't copy that.
I said he might end up in prison for killing his son.
Distinct possibility. I know if my boy had stole my bike, they'd be a tussle.
I'd have a good sit down and talking to and some kind of discipline. Anyway.
I didn't even get the touchy smoking pipe, a little long motorcycle. He never had one, but you know, if he wouldn't let me borrow the pipe, ain't no way he'd let me borrow the motorcycle.
Said the good Lord put extra padding on your rear end, I'm getting ready to show you why.
That one too before.
Lord. Alright, well, I'm going to jump out of here. Jim, you and Kevin have a good day, and I decided to come back to you. I'm talking on a bow thing out here in the yard. I had to take the dog out, so I thought I'd just say hello. But anyway, I'll say 73s to all, and y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. KB4CBA clear.
You have a good one, David. And we'll holler at you a little later. You got to holler at me one weekend, man. We'll ride and get together one weekend. If we don't shut it down for long, but you have a good one over that way watching your video, and we'll holler at you later. KB4CBA, KN4UBG. Back to Jim.
Back at you, David. Enjoy the movie, and I'm on a little Bofong myself. It's a 82 HP. Got it hooked up to a VTEC amplifier. Supposed to be giving me 40 watts, but I ain't never measured it. Still looking at trying to build me a SWR. Trying to play with that a little bit. But you have a good day.
Sounding good. It's doing a good job for you. 73 KB4CBA.
Look at G over there, right?
I worked the second shift over here. Go in at 2:45 to 10:45 every day, and they say my job is critical and gave me my travel papers to show if the Gestapo pulls me over on the way to work. I'm waiting for them to start telling us, here, if you're positive for COVID, you got to wear this armband.
That's the way we are, man. They considered us being an executive business or whatever it is, and they gave us a piece of paper so we could travel. Yeah, we do all the doors and stuff out there, GE. Southeastern Dock and Door. That's what I do for a living. I came out there one year. I don't know if you remember, there was a hangar back there they wanted to build about 12, 15 foot longer. But we took down two great big sliding doors a while back, but we was overhead door when we did that. And we took them two big old doors down, took a crane, set them over to the side, popped them up against one of those cooling towers, and later on they went back out there and rebuilt everything and rehung the doors back and wired them back up, made them back working.
You might be talking about back out there test cell. Look like they got great big hangar doors on them. When I was out in California, they actually had a hangar door fall off on them out there because they wasn't cleaning the tracks that the wheels rolled in, and it rolled up out of the tracks, and the door fell right off on them.
Look at that. They can do that very easily. That's some big old door, man. I'd hate to see one of them things crash down. I think them things are about 38 feet or 39 feet tall, something like that. And them things about 16 inches, 24 inches thick with a motor built inside of them.
Like the test cells, the doors out there, all right. I had a buddy used to work out there. I've only been here at GE 4 years, and I got one more year to go, I hope, and I can retire and start enjoying life a little bit more and not have to deal with all this going to work stuff. But I enjoy fixing machinery and stuff, so it ain't too bad.
Too bad, man. That's, I enjoy the door business as long as I ain't stuck in the same place long enough to have to put a mailbox out beside the road. I don't know, man. We've had so many swap arounds and everything since we was overhead door. You know, we got bought out with iFloy entry systems, and then we bought Southeastern Dock and Door over here in Donaldson Center by the airport, Lockheed Martin. We bought them out, and moved us over here into their building, and it's a bunch of nice guys over here, man, but I don't know. It's really starting to be a headache. It's really starting to be. But, I'll say 73 to you, man. I'm actually pulling up here at the shop right now and see what they got for me. I just came up out of Greenwood. Carried y'all in there. Just wanted to give you and David the shop. And I'll say 73 to you and look forward to hollering back at you again. Some nights you out, man, checking the net with us. They have a net on here 365 days a year at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, they have a swap net on here, hosted by Gary. KI4DOS, and check back in with us, man, one night. And I guess we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4, UBG, 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, sir, sounds good. I worked out there in Lockheed for about 8 years. Lockheed and working on the P3 project, C9s and C-130s. That copy of your call sign there is Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. Again?
Kevin, Kilo, Kilo, Echo, Victor, or no, Kilo, yeah. It's Kevin. I done got tongue-tied here now.
Kevin, sounds good. You have a good day and 73 back at you. KO4BYU is standing by.
73s. We'll holler at you later.